Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amia. How may I assist you?
Hi, your name is Amia?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Amia. This is Laura Ross. Amia, we have a problem, an error on our Discover card. My husband, John, filled out a survey, and it said from Ace Hardware, and it said that all you had to pay was for the shipping of this item, and they charged us the shipping, and then they also charged us for the item.
Okay, no problem. I'd be more than happy to look into it. I do understand we do advertise our surveys and stuff with Ace, so it could have possibly been a mishap, but give me one brief moment to get you all situated, all right?
Thanks, Amia.
No problem. And the zip code would be?
48044.
Okay. First and last name?
Ross, R-O-S-S.
Okay, Geneva, Genova? No,
I'm sorry, what?
You said Ross, that's a Rose, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure any charges came off the account?
Yeah, I see a charge from Trendy Products. $7.45 for the shipping, and then Trendy Products, $49.97 for merchandise.
Okay, and the last name is Ross?
R-O-S-S.
Yeah, yes, I'm asking. John. Yes, I was asking, what's the last name Ross, because we have a John Ross.
Yeah, that's me, John Ross.
All righty, billing address for security purposes, please.
15850 Valerie Drive. That's McComb, Michigan, 48044.
Thank you for that information. One brief moment while I load. All righty. So, yes, I do see that was a Ultra Bar that was purchased on the 26th of January for the shipping and handling charge of $7.45. And $7.45 was only pertaining to the Ultra Bar. So it had nothing to do with the $49.97. That $49.97 only came out of the account due to the fact that there was a $125 value gift card that was sent to the email on the 30th of January. It was to order more. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I never got nothing in the mail, and this was told to me that this was free for a $7.45 purchase.
Your Ultra Bar was free. That had nothing. Pardon? Once again, it had nothing to do with the $49.97.
So what am I charged for then? What am I
being
charged for?
As I expressed once before, the $49.97 was for the gift card that was sent to the email around the 30th. Not your mail, your email. It was to order more items off the website.
Well, who ordered the items?
It was to order more items off the website.
Well,
not ordering, but
email.
To order.
I did not get the email, for one. And secondly, I don't want that. I want it off my charge.
Okay, so that email was sent around the 30th of January. Also, we can most definitely go ahead and get that account canceled for you. That's the only reason why that charge did come off the account.
But why wouldn't they say that when I went through that survey? Why wouldn't they have said that?
Now, I'm sorry if information did go unnoticed within terms conditions, but yes, sir, it was a pre-authorized charge if you did not call back to cancel in time.
Wow.
Yes,
oh, my
sir.
You've taught me a lesson. I will not do another survey in my entire life. Thank you.
No problem. Now, regarding the charge on the account, we are able to do a 35% refund.
Oh, my God.
You know what? You can do what you want. I'm going to take it off my card through Discovery. I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to get my lawyer on this and the Better Business Bureau.
And that's understandable.
Thank you so much.